My chin sits cradled in the palm of my hand as I gaze out the car window, my brow furrowing as I stare, deep in thought. Growing up in America over the past few years has been difficult. The atmosphere is different. People are acting different. Today, we were driving down familiar roads. We drive past mothers and fathers tending to their children. We drive past tired workers fumbling in their pockets for their car keys. We pass by men and women shopping, children playing outside of their homes, and people waiting in a drive-thru. But that is only what could be seen on the outside. I knew that in each of their hearts there was something more, a sickness that had been growing, creeping into each American's life ever so slowly and discreetly. Frustration, anger, distrust, fear. I was confused. Why were Americans so frustrated? Why did this country seem so angry? Our country seemed like a frightening mess to me, like a decaying tower just waiting for the one small push that would send it crashing down. One could approach the question, is modern-day America the country the founders envisioned, by meticulously conducting an extensive study of the changes in our structure of government, in our adherence to the basic laws and liberties laid out in the Constitution, and so on, compared to the country that lay 250 years in our past. But I decided to take a step back. I wanted to look at the big picture. At which aspects of our American government and lifestyle would our founding fathers be exultant to find still standing strong and true? And on the other hand, at which aspects would they be repulsed and disgusted by? After thinking long and hard, I came to a single disturbing conclusion. The majority of Americans today have lost their character as proud citizens of this great country. The manner in which many citizens conduct themselves in regards to the respect that we should hold for this blood-bought country has changed drastically since the founding of it. On June 8, 1783, Commander-in-Chief George Washington wrote his circular letter to the states, an official resignation from his military duties, in which he wrote, "Speaking of the American citizens, it is in their choice and depends upon their conduct whether they will be respectable and prosperous or contemptible and miserable as a nation. This is the moment when the eyes of the whole world are turned upon them. This is the moment to establish or ruin their national character forever." Our first president wrote this to the 13 states in 1783, yet I believe his pleading advice is just as applicable, or dare I say, more applicable today than it was nearly 250 years ago. Washington says that the way we conduct ourselves as American citizens determines not only whether we will be respectable and prosperous as a society, but also determines how we are viewed by others. Washington tells us that the eyes of the world are turned upon us, and they are. Washington further wrote, "It is only in our united character as an empire that our independence is acknowledged, that our power can be regarded, or our credit supported among fellow nations." My fellow Americans, our character is dwindling in the eyes of the world. Not many years ago, our independence was acknowledged, our power was regarded, and our credit was supported among nations. Why do we not hold these same respects today? Regrettably, the way in which the citizens of the United States conduct themselves as a whole would be dishonorable in the eyes of our forefathers. Yes, it is okay to debate. Constant national reform is a necessity to a healthy nation, but we have lost our civil discourse. Many American citizens also lack respect for this country. Most of us have never had to pay for the freedoms and liberties we enjoy each and every day. We must be so careful that we do not take advantage of or abuse the rights hundreds of thousands of men and women have sacrificed their lives for so that we might still possess them today. John Adams once said, "You will never know how much it has cost my generation to preserve your freedom. I hope you will make good use of it." Is this the country that our founding fathers envisioned? Do we still uphold the laws laid out in the Constitution? Are there men and women in our great country still willing to lay down their lives for a mindset and a way of life characterized by this nation? I am ecstatic to say that the answer to all these questions is yes. I believe that at its core, America still strongly upholds the Constitution and the liberties and rights of all mankind. Our founding fathers would be overjoyed by this. Nonetheless, our lack of respectable conduct as a whole puts our country in grave danger. We have caused a catastrophic damage to our image in the eyes of the rest of the world. My heart yearns to one day gaze out of the car window and see a country strong at heart. A divided, reforming country, yes, but a civilization bound by trust and respect for one another. We need to repaint our self-portrait with vibrant strokes of respect, trust, civility, and dignity. We must remember our fathers who came before us, and we must realize who we are and the magnitude of this nation that we represent to the world.